This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, Rabbi Isai. We continue in Meseches Ksubais. We're in the section of Ksubais that talk about documents, shtarais, and the lamdos of how a shtar operates. We had a very interesting machlokes in the Mishnah on the bottom of Chaf Amud Beis. The Mishnah said that if there are two signatures on a shtar, which of course there needs to be, and one signatory says, well, this is my hat, this is my signature, and the other is my friend's, and the other guy says, this is mine, and the other is my friend's, so you got two on each, so it definitely works. But what if they say, this is my signature, and the other one says, this is my signature? Rebbe holds they need to join in one other witness. You need two signatures on you need two witnesses on each signature, like any testimony, like all matters of testimony. You need two witnesses. So it's not enough for each aide to say, this is my signature. You need another witness to join with them on each signature. The Chachamim say you do not have to bring in another witness, but a person is believed to say, Zek Savyadi. Says the Gemara, Kishatim Soloimer. At first glance, when you want to analyze the dispute over here, L'divrei Rebbe, according to Rebbe, who says that we need to bring in another witness to be able to testify on each signature. So Rebbe holds that the way verification works is they verify their signature. So if they're verifying their signature, they are in effect, this is testimony, we need two witnesses on each signature. Because if what they're doing is verification of the signature, so you're going to need two witnesses on each signature. L'divrei Chachamim, but according to the rabbis who say each one could testify on their own signature, Almana Shebeshtar he me'idim. They are not testifying on verifying the signature, rather they are just reiterating their original testimony. Namely, they're saying the loan took place. So Reuven says the loan took place. Shimon says the loan took place. So you have two edim that the loan took place. The question would be, well, then it's a loan without a shtar. It's what's called a milveh al peh. But somehow it gets back into the original document as well. And by the way, even if they say we're testifying about our signatures, it doesn't matter. In principle, we view it that they're reiterating their original testimony. So Rebbe holds that they're verifying the signature, and the Chachamim say they're reiterating their original testimony. They are testifying about the loan. The Gemara says, Pshita, no kidding, that's what they argue about. We don't need a Gemara to tell me that. We could have figured that out without a Gemara. Says Gemara, you're right. What you need us for is to definitively say that Rebbe holds that they're testifying about the signatures, because you may have thought Rebbe only required two witnesses to testify about the signature out of doubt. Mahu detema, I would have thought, l'Rebbe sefuke mesafgale. Rebbe was in doubt. I'al ksav yadam hemi'idim. Are they testifying on their signatures and then you need two witnesses? Oyal mana shebishtar hemi'idim. Or are they testifying in the original loan? Are they reiterating? Are they testifying about the original loan? Now, because he's mesupik, l'chumra, he says that you need to get two witnesses on each signature. So, what is the relevance? What would the ramification be that Rebbe is mesupik? Maybe they're testifying on the loan. Here, it makes a big nafgamina in the following case. For nafgamina, the practical difference would be hecha demis chad minayhu, where one of them die. Now, if one of the witnesses die, what you're going to need is libay shnayim min ashuk lahad alav. You're going to need an additional two witnesses from the outside to testify on the dead witness's signature. You know why? Why can't, well, because you'll say, well, doesn't Rebbe hold that you're testifying on the signatures? So if you're testifying on the signatures, I'll testify about my signature and about my friends, and then we'll get one more guy, min ashuk, to testify about both, and that should do the deal. No, that's not okay, because Rebbe is mesupik. Rebbe holds maybe they're testifying almana shebishtar on the original loan. Now, if they're testifying on the original loan, then when the living witness says, this is my signature, then we don't need to bring anyone in from the shuk, because basically he's reiterating that the original loan took place. So he's covering his signature. When he's then testifying about the other signature, he is half of the testimony of the other signature, along with another guy in Ashuk. And that's a problem, because that basically means he's covering three quarters of the testimony. And the halacha is, when we need two witnesses, each one gives half of the testimony. So if Rebbe was Mesupik, and there was a possibility that Almana Shebishtar Hi Me'idim, like the Chachamim hold, well, the Chachamim hold, if one of the witnesses die, then you need to bring in two witnesses from the outside to testify about the dead witness, because since the person is fully verifying his own signature, then he cannot cover more than half of the testimony. And dimkein kanafik nechi revia demamayna apuma dechad. Because if so, you are allowing minus one quarter of the money based on the testimony of one witness. Because he's testifying about himself completely and about the other guy halfway. And therefore, you would have thought Rebbe would require, like the Chachamim do require, two witnesses from the outside to testify about the deceased witness. The Hachal Lechumra. The Hachal Lechumra. You would think Rebbe is Lechumra in both ways. That if both witnesses are alive, you need to get two witnesses on each. You need to get two witnesses on each signature. And if one of them dies, you need to get two witnesses on the second signature. The Chachamim hold that if they're both alive, each one can testify about themselves. And if one of them died, you'll have to bring in two witnesses on the deceased. Kamash Malan, the Chiddush is, the Rebbe Mifshat Pshitale. Rebbe holds definitively that witnesses are needed to verify a signature. They're not testifying on the original loan. And in that case, Bain Lakula, whether it's a leniency, when would it be a leniency? It would be a leniency when one of the witnesses die. That all that you need to do is you testify about yourself and the other guy, and you bring in one more witness to testify about you and the other guy. As opposed to the Chachamim who say that if you're both alive, then you just each could testify about your own. And if one of them died, you're going to have to bring in two. The Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav, Shnayim hachasum al hashtar, two witnesses that sign on the shtar, umei sachar mehem, tzrichin shnayim min hashuk lahad alav. In accordance with the Chachamim in the Mishnah, you're going to have to bring in two from the outside to testify. Bezu, in such a case, Rebbe lakula, Rebbe is lenient, v'rabbanon lachumra, and the Rabbanon are machmir. Now, what if one of the witnesses die? So, according to the Chachamim, you could take care of your own signature, and you'll have to bring in two witnesses about the other signature. Well, question, what if you can only find one witness on the other signature? What do you do then? It says Gemara, v'ileka trei alechad, mai. If you don't have two witnesses on the second signature, you only have one, what's the halacha? So the Gemara has a very interesting eitzah. Amar Abaye, lichtoiv chasimas yade achasba. Here's what you do. You write your signature on a piece of on a shard, on a piece of pottery. V'shadile bebeidina, you send it into the Bezdin. Umachsiki le beidina. Bezdin will then verify your signature. You are no longer needed to testify about your signature. You're not testifying. Your signature has now been completely endorsed without the need of testimony, just through the evidence of your signature on a piece of shard. You don't have to testify about your signature. And then you, Vahai, and one more guy, Umasada Idach, could testify about the other signature. In other words, if you're stuck and you can only get one guy to testify about the other guy's signature, what you do is you render yourself not needed for your own signature. How do you do that? You basically sign a piece of pottery and you send it into the Bezdin, and now you and somebody else could testify about the other person's signature. So you say, why a shard? Why can't you sign a piece of paper or a cloth? It says Gemara, v'davka chaspa, you can only sign pottery. Ava al megilta, but on parchment lay. Why? Dilma mishkach la inish, delay mali. Because maybe people who are not reputable, people of ill repute, will find it. The kasavi lave, my divine, they could write on top of it whatever you want, whatever they want. Now, utnan, we learned in the Mishnah, if somebody produces the signature of a of the person himself, let's say you don't have edim on a shtar, you just have an IOU that somebody says, oh, yeah, I owe Pliny $100. You could collect from property that are movables, but not land. The reason you can't collect from land is the reason why a creditor could collect from land is because since witnesses signed on it, the buyer of land would have heard when he bought the land that he has to beware because somebody might come and collect his field. But since this is, there are no edim on this, it's just an IOU, therefore, you can only collect from the chasim b'nei chayren. You could collect from movables, but not from land. Again, because the buyer of land would not have necessarily heard about it. So now, only earthenware, is there a chash that somebody would forge a document on top of the signature. But if it's a regular piece of paper, then we're not... Does an electronic count as edus? I would say like this: it counts as a ksav yadai, meaning an IOU, but not as edus. No. Can't be verified. You know, you can't verify it. Too much Chinese people watching what's going on for, you know.
Someone that make you put like your fingerprints, would that count? Or?
Oh. Again, I would say it would count as a IOU. But I don't know that it could create a shtar. Because how would you have edim that could verify it?
So ultimately, you can never be your own aid in the sense, right? Because you can't verify, unless...
Okay. I think in a situation where you need a chalois, you need actual edus. If it's just proof, I think you could create proof on the level of IOU. But I don't know that it could create proof on the level of, let's say, I'm collecting from the Chasam Shvadim. I don't know. Okay. So the Gemara says, fine. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Kedibei Chacham. We pass on like the Chachamim, that Amana Shabashtar, Heim Eidim, and therefore you only need, each witness could say this is my signature, and he could say this is his signature, and in a case where one of them die, you're going to need two signatures on the other. So Gemara says, Pshita, it's obvious, Yachid V'ram Halach Karabim. Of course, Halach is like the Chachamim, it's Rebbe, one individual against the Chachamim, the Halach is like the Rabbim. It says Gemara, Ma'u detema Halacha ki Rebbe mei chaveroi. Since there's a rule, the Halach is like Rebbe over his friends, I would think va'afilo mechavei rav, even against the sages. Kamash v'la, no. We only passing like Rebbe against his chavei roi, but not chavei rav. Okay, nu sugya, simen nach nad chad. Amar lei, Rav Chinina bar Chiel Rav Yehuda. V'chino bar chiyah says Rav Yehuda, v'amri la, some say Rav Huna bar Yehuda la Rav Yehuda. Rav Huna bar Yehuda says Rav Yehuda. V'amri la, Rav chiyah bar Yehuda la Rav Yehuda. Umi amr Shmuel hachi, did Shmuel say the halacha is like the chachamim? V'ahu shtara, there was a document, the nafak mi beidina, that came out of the court, the Mar Shmuel, of Mar Shmuel. And it was written in it, from the time that since Rav Anan Bar Chia came and testified on his signature, with one other member of the Jewish people, Mani Rav Hanan Bar Rabba, we endorsed and we certified the shtar. Basically, from the court of Shmuel, it emanated a shtar that the signatory and somebody else each testified, meaning the two people who signed, they testified about their own signature as well as the other. And it was verified, but apparently you need two witnesses on each signature. Not like Shmuel said, the halacha is like the chachamim. But this seems to be like Rebbe that achasimas yadehim ma'idim. So this is Shmuel said the halacha is like the chachamim, but this seems to be like Rebbe. Amar lei, Rebbe Yehuda said, hahushtar diyas mihava. That was a special shtar of orphans. The Chashmuel LeBezdin Tayin. Shmuel was concerned for a Bezdin that would make a mistake and say the halacha was like Rebbe. And then you would only have one witness verifying each signature. And Shmuel was afraid the Yisrael would not be able to collect. So in order to cover his bases, he made sure to get two witnesses on each signature. The Savar Shmuel, Dilma Ika Desvirle Halacha Karebi Mechaveroi. Maybe you're going to find someone who they know in general the halacha is like Rebbe against his friend, but not against the chachamim. But in this case, maybe the halacha, they'll think maybe the halacha is like Rebbe even against the chachamim. And here the halacha is like Rebbe even against the chachamim. So Savar Shmuel said, Yavid Ravcha, I'm going to leave room for a mistake, so that the orphans don't lose out. Okay. Now we have a very difficult statement in the Gemara. Amar, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, another teaching of Shmuel. Eid v'dayin mitstarfin, a witness and a judge could join up. So you have a shtar, Rashi says that there's a henpik on. A henpik is an official certification of the Bezdin, of the three Dayanim, that it's a valid shtar. And the Dayanim signed on the henpik. And a little while later, the Mava wants to come to collect, and the Loiva says the shtar is mezuyaf. And now one of the Edom who signed the shtar said, okay, I signed, this is my signature. And one of the Dayanim that testified that the signatures were good also are machshir the shtar. So they're mitzdaref. Amar Rabbi Mar Chama Kama Ma'al Yahashmaita. How beautiful this teaching is. Now this is very difficult teaching. Let's think for a moment. According to the Chachamim, Amona Shebishtar Hin Me'idin. So when the guy says, I signed it, he's basically saying there was a loan. But on the other signature, you only have one witness that it's a good signature. You have a Dayan who says it's a good signature. How in the world could this work? Why in the world should this work? Think about it. One signature is totally good. The other signature is half good. Since when could you have a valid shtar with one good signature and one half good signature? On the other signature, you don't have two witnesses. The only real way to answer it is that it's a kula, because in general, we're going to see that the requirement for verification is not a din d'oraisa. It's a din d'rabbanan. So maybe the chachamim are makel, where one of the signatures is definitely good, and the other one has the testimony of one dayan, that it's good. But pashtus, it shouldn't be good. And that's what the Gemara asks. Amar Rava, my mal yusa, why is this a good teaching? It doesn't make any sense. Ma'idu kamasad sada, loy kamasad dayana, ma'idu kamasad dayana, loy kamasad sada. Think about it. According to the Chachamim, what the witness is testifying, he's testifying to the loan. But he's one witness. And what the aide is testifying, he's testifying on the signature. And he's one witness. How in the world would they combine? So basically, the Gemara falls off of it, and the Gemara comes up with a different approach to explain this teaching, which we will see Be'ezus Hashem machar. Okay? Have a wonderful evening. Shkayach, Baruch Vatzlacha. Baruch to you. Thank you. Kol Tov. Good night, good night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.